Hi, Yuri. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Hi, Paul. Good to be here. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you for calling back in. So did you have a chance to maybe look at the email or speak with your partner?
Yes, I did. I checked the email, and it looks not so bad.
Okay.
So what we decided to do, we decided to stop Angie for now and try to work with you guys and see how it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah. The two of them don't conflict at all. I mean, they're completely different. You know, paying for leads and then following up with those leads, very different than what we do. Our job is to get your phone ringing directly. They don't conflict. One thing I would say, though, what I found with a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's like Angie or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back at least a little or maybe a lot on paying for leads. I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and then chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. So I really think you guys are going to love it. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number you want on your website, the one you want your customers to call, right? This is going to be the business number?
Yes.
And it is a smartphone, right? You can receive the text messages. I've got the info at artsoconcepts.com, Yuri. Is that the best email address either for us to contact you or the one that you want on your website? You want your customers to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And I think I did already ask you, but just remind me, the 5205 Blackjack Lane, customers do not go there, right? That's not an address you want customers to see?
No.
That's okay. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And, you know, Google fully expects service-based businesses, when you're going out to the customer, most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And Google wouldn't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. Now, 30 to 40 miles, it doesn't have to be limited to that. In fact, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods. And let's say there's somewhere 10, 15 miles away you know you don't want to go. We just don't run your ads there. So you won't be getting phone calls from places you don't want to go. You'll only be getting places from the people and areas you want to service. Now, oh, we never did get your last name, Yuri.
It's Artymovich. A-R-T-Y. A-R-T-Y-M-O-V-Y-T-H. Artymovich.
And that was the Z, like zebra, Y-C-H, right?
No, V-Y-C-H.
Oh, Vich, not Zich. I gotcha. So Artymovich, V-Y-C-H. Sometimes V's and C's sound very similar over the phone. Now, if you don't have any questions for me, just to remind you, again, I was able to waive your setup fee and include the website at no additional cost. The Facebook ads are also included, and I was able to reduce the price of the service from $5.99 down to the $2.99. Now, keep in mind, we'll be focusing on the higher-end clients and the bigger jobs. So we're going to do what's called a client interview. One of our technicians will call you back today if you've got time. It takes about a half an hour. So we're going to, of course, talk to you about where you most want to be found, all of the different services you want to be found for, any mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, tagline, motto, what's unique about your business, you know, how you want to be branded online, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other order of business on my end is to do what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know precisely what I just mentioned, that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification, Yuri, is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question, or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though, and I am, in fact, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes. So you will charge me monthly until I stop it, right?
That is correct. It is month to month. There is no contract, and you can certainly stop at any time. But as long as you're happy keeping the service, it is that exact fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Okay? And in fact, all of that is outlined in the voice verification.
It will never go up, right?
Correct. It is fixed for as long as you keep the service. Even if you maintain the service for years, your price will never go up. I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. We have raised our prices 3 times in those 11 years. Now, even if we raise our price, your price will not ever go up. We have clients that started with us 10 years ago. They're paying $99, believe it or not. So if you if you keep the service for 10 years and our price is $500, your price would still be $299. Okay. Now, for some reason, your last name did not save. I think I just need to type in the first couple of letters and it will repopulate. Could you remind me of your last name again?
It's A as in apple, R as in Roman, T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, M as in Mary, O as in Olo, V as in Victor, Y as in yellow, C as in circle, and H as in house.
Got it. Yeah. Artimovich.
Correct.
So was that A-R-T-Y-M-O-V-Y-C-H?
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Now it's saving, and for some reason it didn't even want to try to repopulate when I started typing it in, so that's odd. I'll have to let my technical team know that that particular field is having trouble saving. So like I said, the voice verification is recorded. I've got it pulled up now. Feel free to stop me if you've got a question, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Artimovich, this part of the call will, of course, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Yuri, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Artsa Concept.
That's exactly how I have that. And then the Artsa is all capitalized, right? A-R-T-S-O, all of it in capitalized letters.
Yes.
And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yuri Artimovich, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Artimovich, as the owner of Artso Concepts, of course, Yuri, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual meaning that it is month to month. And for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Yuri, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Yuri, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Yuri, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie lead. There's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we will already be providing for you. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we just ask that you let us know. Yuri, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Let's do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you, and we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the
experience, like Angie's, if you work with Angie's, they always have work. They call you and they send you leads, so they always have work. What about Flash?
That's right.
People just go online, Google it, and call.
So, yeah, of course, Angie's job is to send and sell you leads, so you'll always be getting leads, you'll always be paying for those leads, whether you get the job or not. With us, the calls come directly to you, and I mean, let's say, you said 35 to 40, I'll do a 35-mile search of 28227. And this is really not going to give us the whole story because you do so many different things. But even for just like what is your main focus? I mean, what type of work do you want to get more of? And I'll just give you a little bit of an idea of how many phone calls you can expect.
Cabinets.
Okay.
Doors, trim work.
Cabinet doors and trim work. So if I do a search for just those search phrases, and it's going to populate a couple of others, so cabinet installation, door installation, that type of thing. And this is really just a very small result. You're not going to be limited at all by how someone searches for you as long as it's a service that you provide any variation, like for cabinet installer near me, or residential cabinet installation, or cabinet replacement, right? So just a number of search phrases. This particular search is limited, though, but it's still in the last 30 days populating 1,114 searches. And that's not to say you're going to get 1,000 phone calls. In fact, you'd probably change your phone number if you were. But Google's been doing this for a long time, and the businesses that are on the first page see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches translating into direct phone calls. So even just those few search phrases related to cabinets, you know, 1% is 11, 2% is 22. We can add all of the other things that people can type in looking for cabinets. And then if we do a similar search for all the other services that you provide, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, between 25 and 50 phone calls coming directly to you from someone who will have seen the website that we build for you before they call, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you being profitable with that service. Okay.
Okay.
Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, again, even waiving your setup fee with the website included with it, of course, being month-to-month and that reduced rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Yuri, that $299 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is all inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And of course, there's
you'll be able to add information to my website, right?
Yes, correct. So we can always update content, add new photos, add new services. As the seasons change, if your focus changes, we can, you know, add additional content, and there is no cost for that. Like I said, everything is that flat rate, no taxes, fees, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included, and of course, the calls come directly to you.
What if I will build separate website myself?
You can do that. Sure, absolutely. In fact, a lot of the times we build a website because someone is still working on a website, or maybe, you know, they paid for a website that is 2 or 3 months down the road before it's completed. The website that we build, like I said, as long as you need us to have it for you, it will be there. Hosting, maintenance, updating, the works, all of it included. Now, if you ever do decide to create another website, it's a very easy process for us to switch to promoting that site. So, of course, we want to make sure that we're promoting the best website for you. Our websites are conversion-driven, user-friendly, Google-compliant. They really are quite effective. But if you ever do decide that you want a different website, just let us know. Very easy for us to switch to promoting that site. Okay? Now, of course, this includes content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, the Facebook ads are included as well, no additional cost. And, of course, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month in that same exact reduced rate, that $2.99. Once again, that
and
rate
if I would never go. If I will decide to cancel the service, so I'll just give you a call or email?
Yes. In fact, you're just one step ahead of me. That's the next part of the voice verification. It says it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Yuri,
for how long I can pause it?
Oh, you can pause it really as long as you like. Our system likes 1, 2, or 3 months initially, but if you say, hey, I want to keep it paused, you know, if you're pausing it, let's say, for the winter, you say, I want to keep it paused for another month or 2 months or 3 months, all you have to do is give us a call, and we just extend that pause time. And, of course, we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is paused, including the billing. We don't take anything down, but of course we would pause the Facebook ads as well, since that comes out of the $2.99 budget. Okay. Now, recurring billing will be on the 26th of the month moving forward, and that same exact reduced rate of $2.99, and that rate will never go up on you. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Yuri, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Archimovich, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Yuri, that actually does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. That initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
What does a Visa? Is it your name? First and last on the card, any middle initial or
yes.
The business name?
No, I'll give you my card, not the business card.
Okay.
Not the Visa.
You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Yuri, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4-3-2-6-2-8-2-0-0-6-3-0. 8-1-6-0.
The expiration month and year?
09-27.
09 of 2027, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
439.
I've got 439-439 on the back, September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. Now, Yuri, was the card itself 43-26-28-30-06-30-8-1-6-0 8160.
No. It's wrong.
The two, right?
No, it's wrong. Let's start it from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
4, 3, 2, 6, 2, 8, 2, 0, 0, 6, 3, 0, 8, 1, 6, 0.
I thought so. I wasn't sure if it was a 3 or a 2. It just got a little bit of like echoey in the background there. So let me go just make sure. I have 4, 3, 2, 6, 2, 8, 2, 0, 0, 6, 3, 0, 8, 1, 6, 0.
Correct.
Gotcha. And then the billing address, is it the 5205 Blackjack Lane, 28227?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Now, that confirmation email does have our client support phone number. It's got the hours of operation on there as well. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
And I'm not sure if I can give it them all.
Well, you will receive it by email. You will, in fact, be able to reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or even that same day. Okay. Now, the email address will be on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. The toll-free phone number is on the welcome email, and it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. It gets you towards the beginning part of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. So like I said, you are going to receive the confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. So when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, as far as that follow-up call goes, it looks like I could get you in at 2 o'clock. Or this afternoon, there is a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Would you want something as soon as possible or a little bit later on today?
I think 4 o'clock.
4? Okay. In that case, it will be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5. If I do happen to be in between...
It will take the full hour?
No, it is an hour time frame, but it usually takes about 35 minutes, 30, 35 minutes. It really depends on how many questions you have, so we do block out 1 hour, but it'll get to you pretty close to 4, no later than 4:05 or 4:10, I would think, and then get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will actually be on the beginning part of that call. Just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions if you have them before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they will simply reach out to you directly. They will already have your file. I did want to add an additional layer of protection here. Just a question and an answer for you, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. This is pretty important. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Artso Concepts, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. Mr. Artemovich, this is extremely important, especially about a week from now. Once your website is active, if you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they claim to be Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. You can ask them, and if they can't give you that information right away, just politely exit that phone call. If anyone calls you and asks you or tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as a form of protection for you. It clearly does state that it bills on the 26th of the month moving forward at that reduced rate of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
It doesn't matter. You said what pet's name?
Yeah, first pet or the city you were born in.
You can put Drake.
Drake? That's a...
Gray. G-R... Yeah, gray. It's the color. Gray color.
G-R-A-Y? G-R-E-Y?
A-Y. Gray.
Gray. Well, in certain countries, they spell it with an E. England mostly.
That's my cat.
Oh, your cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gray.
He is gray, yeah. All right, okay. I got it typed in there. So you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got 3 emails and 2 texts.
You sure did. Sometimes they go all at once. Sometimes they're spaced out. I prefer it when they're spaced out because the first one is the one that I want you to see. It's hard to know which one came first at this point. But it's actually the one that says local splash initial invoice. So you got the welcome email. You got another email I'll talk about in a second. But the one I want you to open up now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Yuri, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And that blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Give me a second.
Sure, no problem.
What do I have to click? Click here to accept the blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Click where it says click here, and then it's going to go to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification. Now, obviously, you know, I don't want to take up your time walking you through all this, but real quick, you know, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although 1 out of 10, approximately, will choose Bing, the other search engine, over Google. Most of them are searching on a smartphone. We want you, though, to be able to get those phone calls, too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the directories necessary, Apple Maps, Facebook, everything. The website is included and the Facebook ads. You'll see a line that goes across and below it populating your mobile number. Just below that, a couple of boxes, we do want you to click them both. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would type in your name or copy and paste it. It is case sensitive, so the Y and the A are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature. That's the orange-ish colored box. Once you click that confirm signature, it does a few things. It lets us know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that reduced the cost, that we included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Yuri, just let me know when I see that next.
My name is not correct there.
So we need to correct the spelling of your last name?
Not the last name, first name.
Oh, okay. Tara had it as U, as Y-U-R-I. What is the actual spelling of your first name?
It's supposed to be Y at the end, so Y-U-R-I-Y.
Oh, with an extra Y at the end, so Y-U-R-I-Y.
Correct.
Okay, I should have asked. I thought that maybe Tara had asked, but I guess she just did her best and guessed on how to spell that. So let me update that. So Y-U-R-I-Y, and then I'm going to manually resend, and then you'll just have to refresh. So I'm going to resend that initial invoice so that everything is correct and goes out to you with your correct spelling of the name. Okay, so I resent resent the email, and it will re-trigger an initial or another text message. So if you open it up by text, you'll get another text. If you open it up by email, you'll get another email. But then once you do receive that, same thing. Just kind of go through at the bottom. Let me refresh and get the right one out in front of me so I see what you're seeing.
I don't have it so far.
Okay. It looks like... You got the new one? Yeah. Our system sends emails in bulk every couple of minutes, which is actually why sometimes they get separated out a little bit. Sometimes they're all together. But this one does have the correct spelling. Everything else is still the same. Again, month to month. No setup fee. So click the two boxes and type in your name. We've got four Ys, two in the first and two in the last name.
So confirm signature?
Yes, sir. Click the confirm signature, and then it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Now, your username and password, you don't actually have to do that now, although the username and password are in the welcome email. Let me pull that open myself. Now, if you try to log in right now, you're just going to get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We have to do your client interview at 4 o'clock first, then we create the content, then your tracking system goes live. You should receive in the next day or so, business days likely, your username and password and notification that your tracking system is active. Your username and password, your login info is already on the welcome email, though. Like I said, though, you don't have to try to log in. We've made it easy for you to remember your username and easy for us to access the content. So we've assigned a username that cannot be changed. Luckily, it's simply your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes or parentheses or spaces. Of course, your username then is just the number 856-419-5020. A default password of net profit, currently assigned, will allow you to access your tracking system once your tracking system is live. You can change that password to anything that you like. Some people never change it, and that's okay too. Now, at 3 o'clock... Go ahead.
Do I need to have an application from you or something?
No. We're going to do the client interview, talk to you about how you want your business branded. We take care of the rest. You will have the login information for your tracking system. And then there is also a downloadable Splash app as well. Our client interview technician will walk you through all of that at 4. At 3 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4. I also did just send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's to your email inbox, but you don't need to respond to it. It says Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your actual username, your name, and then your phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. I do hope that I'm in between phone calls at 4 or a couple minutes after when our technician is ready to call you. I'd certainly be happy to give you, to say a quick hello to you. But other than that, welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Just last questions for now. How long it will take you to set me up with everything?
So everything does have a little bit of a different time frame. Now, the welcome email says that for optimum placement, 45 to 60 days. However, The website takes about 7 to 10 days to get up and going. The Facebook ads, they want us to stay 7 to 10 days, but my experience is it's almost always 7 days or less. So that starts to happen right away. We get your pin verified. We create the content to get you on that first page. Obviously, it's month to month for a good reason. So we got to get your phone ringing. There is a little bit of a setup process, get everything going. Like I said, we're not Google, but we do follow Google guidelines. Some of it is out of our control. We will request today that Google send that PIN card. Hopefully they will send it. It goes usually through the U.S. Postal Service. Sometimes they will allow us to do a phone or video verification. That does expedite the process as well. But again, some of that is beyond our control and at Google's discretion. But we will be reaching out to Google's back end team today.
Around 2 weeks, and I'll be on Google, right?
That's when everything starts to happen. Yeah, absolutely. And then it just gets better from there.
And to build a website, I will have to send you some pictures. Right?
We would hope so. I mean, if you don't want to, I mean, we can pull photos off of any content that you already have online, or even stock photos if necessary. You can email us new photos at any time. Oh, the other thing, and I might not have mentioned it in the previous phone call, one of the things that some of our clients like is there is a website editor tool in your client dashboard. So you can actually make changes to your website on your own. Some of our clients love that. Others just want us to take care of everything. And either way, there's no cost for any changes to the website. So you can always just give us a call and say, hey, I'm going to email you some photos. Can you put these photos on the website? And we would be able to do that for you. There's no cost for us to do that. And, of course, if you want us to just pull photos off of anything that we can find for you online, we can do that too. But, obviously, we want to keep your website as up-to-date, as fresh, as customized as possible. Let's say you do a job that you're especially proud of. Take some photos and send them our way. We'll put those new photos on the website.
Okay, okay.
All righty. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I will be able to say a quick hello to you a little later on today in that 4 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to give you a call back.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Thank you too, Yuri. You take care. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.